Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I don't know about you. I'm glad that I get to get up and do this show. I'm glad I do. And, you know, January 25th, which is 10 days away, will be the third anniversary of this show. Mike Heath and I started January 25th, 2016. It must have been. Pete LaBarbera was our first guest. And I was, you know, I was a guy who'd done some work on terrestrial radio and, of course, got all those doors shut and they couldn't get on those. On those things, and we started this thing, whatever this thing is, we started it. And I just thank all of you for the faithfulness of being here. It'll be 3 years now. Somebody do the math for me. 5 times 52. Anybody got a good calculator in front of them? 52 weeks. 5 times 52 times 3. I've only missed twice. That's Jared hadn't missed any I know of. 5 times 52 times 3 would tell you how many of these shows that we've done. And Jared's pulling that thing up there. And as I said the other day, thank you, Portia, 780.
780.
780. People ask if I go to church. I say, yeah, 780 consecutive days I've been to church, 780. And I continue to be amazed. Places I go, the people I run into who are somehow, some way being touched by this show. I mean, it's beyond what I could have, ever imagined. And I don't know about you. I almost hate days off. I almost hate weekends. I hate when I wake up at 7 o'clock and I don't have some place to come and vent. I'm just grateful for all of you. Just grateful for all of you and the chance to be able to do this. And I go, this is one of those mornings when I got up and I just been, see, my great frustration is this. The scriptures tell us my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I'm going to try to get into some of that today. And I said a bad word. For those of you who weren't listening, I said a bad word that my mommy would wash out my mouth for before we came on about the what we're getting on TV, what they call the news. And we see, we're so dumb. That we think Fox News is giving us. They said, well, at least they're giving us the conservative point of view. You're smarter than that, aren't you? You're smarter than that. Somebody tell me the last, when's the last show that you've seen on vaccines on Fox News? When's the last show that you've seen on chemtrails on Fox News? When's the last show that you've seen on GMOs on Fox News? When's the last show that you've seen on AI in Fox News? When's the last show that you've seen on, you just pick it. It's pick it. No, I don't mean pick it. I don't mean go pick it. Pick your topic. It's all just watered down mass. And they give the appearance of right, left, all that kind of. Man, oh, man. Okay, bear with me here. I feel bad. I haven't spoken to Todd. Michelle got an email from Leslie yesterday. Todd was being moved late last night, which is a good thing. He had a setback yesterday. His kidneys weren't functioning properly. They weren't going to transfer him. They got his kidneys operating. Evidently, they did. So, Chad, anybody down there know? I feel bad. Todd, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I talked to him last night. He was getting moved in the middle of it. So, he didn't talk very long.
Okay, good. So, that's another topic I don't want to go. Hey, Chad, well, I got you on there real quickly, man. How'd things go this weekend? I was so harried. I didn't get a chance to check in a whole lot with you. How'd it go out there to Estes Ranch?
Well, it went great. We had a wonderful weekend of food, fellowship, firearms, and festivities. And most of all, we expanded our faith. And that's what we worked on with all the stuff that's going on with our brigade, with Jennifer, Brian, Anthony got in a car wreck, Todd, and Leslie, and then, of course, Josh Manna and them. You know, everybody's got something going on. David and Cynthia.
Amen.
Also, were under the weather, had some, and then their granddaughter was a cheerleader and got a concussion. So, look, if we're not getting flack, we're not over the target. So, I know that we're doing something right over there. So, you know, when you get in the battle, it's a really a battle. So, we just got to.
Yeah.
So, that's what we did. We pushed, we gave some more pushback and let them know that, you know, we're going boldly. We're not messing around. So, it was a great meeting. I had about 20 or so in there. And, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the next one next month in February.
Chad, I feel bad. I just was swamped with my with our grandbaby. It's all excuses, right? It's just all excuses. But praise the Lord, we're growing something here, brother. Growing something. It's hard to stay on top of it all the time. So God bless you, Chad, and what's going on? We're going to be up at Denny's. Don't forget not the restaurant. Up at Denny Bryan's up in Oskaloosa. We're going to be up there the 27th, which is a week from this weekend. We're going to have a good gathering up there. And Denny said it's going to be people from, I believe he said 10 different states, and we're going to have us a good crowd. Listen, folks, I just got to tell you something. It is so past time. Now, look, Gary's going to get mad at me because I'm supposed to talk about the calendar today, and I'm just not going to take the time to do it. You guys know where the calendar is. You know all the events that's going on. You know everything. If not, just go to CoachDaveLott.com. It's all there. I heard from Tim Tubra yesterday. Tim's in Oregon. We're going to do an event. It's probably not even on the calendar. We're going to do an event out of Tim's on, I think we had it wrong on the calendar, although it could be wrong. June 24th, I believe it is, 24th of June. We're going to be at out of Tim Tubra's. There's a game day at Coach. Anyway, we're going to the West Coast. We got a lot of stuff on the schedule, and I'll pick another day to talk about it. Today's not today. I don't have time to do it. Sorry, Gary. Send me a bad emoji or something. I don't know. Mark Trump, is Mark Trump in here today? I don't know if he is. He's always in here. If he's not, he's got something going on. I'm going to have him. I'll talk to him off the air then. I got a presentation. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Can I dig into it here? Anybody have anything before I dig into what's really on my heart today? I got to show you some stuff. We went and heard David Arthur again last night. That's why I want to dig into it. David was spoke again last night at the church. I can't remember the name of it in Pickerington. I don't know. There may have been a crowd of 50 people there last night. And David made a great. Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
I'm sorry. I just had this thing. I wasn't able to get in yesterday's show, but I listened to it. And you're exactly right. When you're talking about, what was that term you used? Golly, I just went brain dead. About the fellowship, when people come together, men have the men's
intimacy. Intimacy.
Okay, intimacy. See, this show gives you some of that.
Yes.
Some of that. But going to these huddles, these brigade meetings, gives you all of that. That's what causes people to come back the next time. I think that you begin to, if you can have two or three right there together consistently,
yep.
then you develop this kinship towards each other, and you look forward to doing it, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to give kudos to that along with that.
Okay. Anyway. Now, thanks, Chad. So I'm going to say something that's embarrassing here, but I don't really care. Roger Weaver showed up again last night. I think it's the third consecutive time Roger's come to hear David speak. And David did a great job again last night. And then the next thing I know, Roger Weaver is addressing everybody that's there. And he's given his 2 cents worth and all that kind of stuff. And it was really, really good. And it was awesome. But I have to say this. I've known Roger for 15, 20 years, a long time. Roger was the attorney when I went through the battle with the ACLU. That's 1997 when I first met Roger. And I'm going to tell you, of all the people in the queue, Roger has grown more spiritually than anybody in this queue. Now, I'm not trying to embarrass him. I would say 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, Roger was just kind of a churchgoer. And now his eyes are being opened. He's being red-pilled. He's understanding. He sees the bigger picture. He sees what's going on, and he's able to articulate it. And so I sat there last night and heard Roger say some things, and I'm thinking, holy smoke. Holy smoke. Is this guy getting it? This guy's getting it. And I know others are. So pat on the back to Roger, who showed up again last night. We had a couple other people, listeners that showed up last night, that new folks. That, I mean, they just And David did a remarkable job on intimacy. And David, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to steal your thunder. I'm going to set you up here one of these mornings. And I want you to do that teaching that you did yesterday on all of the perversions, all the gender perversions and all that stuff that you're teaching in our public schools. That was powerful. So he did a great job. Hey folks, listen, $50 may not make $50 a month would make all the difference. David Arthur, he has no support. He doesn't have a church supporting him. He doesn't have a community supporting him. We are it. And if you'd have been in that room last night and seen the power again of his testimony, you can't push. It's not like me standing up in front of a crowd and talking about homosexuality, because they would say to me, well, how do you know? You ain't never did it. And David, what was it you said that those kids at Worthington Kilbourne said? I think you're in here, aren't you, David? You said this last night, and boy, did that zing right into that was a ding, 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 ding truth statement. What did the kids say? Why they like to listen to you, David?
Oh, because they said, in the reviews, they said that quite a few of them said, well, the guy David Arthur, he changed my outlook on everything. He says, not because of he was just a speaker speaking on it like everybody else, but because he actually lived it. He actually knows it, and he was emotionally invested in it.
The power of your testimony, right? They overcame him by the blood of the... See, they can't hear David speak and have him be... Here, I walk in there. I'm a type A, masculine, heterosexual. We all are. I'm learning. But they can't say, oh, yeah, well, you don't understand. You don't understand. They can't say that to him. They can't say to him, you don't get it. You don't understand. They can't say it to him. And we don't understand how powerful that testimony is in this beast that we're fighting against. Now, let me show you something. I found this out last night, David. Roger would amen, and Todd Henry wasn't there last night, but he was there on Sunday morning. I'm going to tell you, my friends, you better hear me. People don't know. People don't know. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and I'm telling you, the people in your church don't know. They watch Fox. They listen to Rush. Rush Limbaugh. Boy, he is mesmerizing, but he don't tell you anything important. He doesn't tell you anything important. You turn him on today, and I promise you, he's going to go to the Mueller and the Mueller report, and yada, 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 and nothing ever changes except you've wasted 3 hours of your life listening to Rush Limbaugh. And David Arthur, when he was done last night, and Roger piped up and said some of the things he piped up. And I looked over at Roger. I said, Roger, people don't know. They don't know. The people in this room care. They really, really care, but they don't know. They don't know what to do. And the church, well, okay, Jared, here we go. Jared, click on churches in Pickerington, Ohio. Now, for those of you who don't know, Pickerington, Ohio is a wealthy, I hate a good term to use, upper class suburb of Columbus, Ohio. It's just southeast a bit of downtown Columbus. About 15 minutes, you'd be downtown Columbus. Just outside the outer belt. Beautiful. Used to be a small little town. Now it's Pickerington's one of the places to live. Although, I'll be careful what I say. It's getting poisoned too. They're infiltrating everywhere. But we're in Pickerington, Ohio last night. David makes his presentation. And I looked over to Roger, who's sitting beside me, and I said, Roger, people don't know. And then I said, Roger, do you have any idea of the power right here in this church? Right here in this church. People just in this church. And they don't know, and the power here. And then I said, and I sat right there, and I pointed, and there's a church there, and there's a church there. On this same road, there's a church there, and there's at least six churches on that same road right where we were sitting last night. And I said, I wonder how many. First of all, does anybody here at this church that we're in have any idea what the church literally across the street's doing? Do they have any idea what they're doing? Are they partnering together in any aspect of ministry? And the answer to that would be no. And we are not a team. We're not a team. How can we possibly win when we're all doing our own thing? Now, Pastor Tim, who let David Arthur come in there, I tip my hat to Pastor Tim because he had the courage to allow David to come in. He had the courage. But at some point, we got to pick up the ball and run. So I was talking to myself this morning, and I said, "Hey, look on your screen. I Googled churches in Pickerington, Ohio. But what you're looking at right here, folks, this is the top 30 churches. I think is what this. I think I don't know. Now, now, this isn't all the churches. We understand this isn't all the churches, right? It isn't all of them. But if you, Jared, if you would stick your a little marker right there, Jared, on number, let me look at number 26. Is that what it? No, that would be too far. Let's see. Milner Road. What's number 28, Jared? Just hover over number 28 there. What one is that? No, come down to 16. No, it doesn't matter. This isn't even out there where we were. Look at these churches. What's broken? Okay, hang on. So there, look. Okay, just click on them, Jared. Just if you can, just take your mouse over them. Let's look at all these different churches that are there. Church of Christ on Stouter Road, Green Baptist. They're all over there to the side. Okay, go back there a second, Jared. Now I'm going to show you something, folks. This is just a little Pickerington, Ohio, and we know they're not all there. This is the top 30, I think, is what this is. Okay, top 30 churches. There they are. Look how they're clustered together. Okay. Now, Jared, do me a favor. Go right up above up there at the top where it says Pickerington, Ohio, Jared, and type in Pataskala. 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 Yeah. Now, this is a neighboring community to Pickerington. And let's see, are there any churches in Pataskala, Ohio? Well, click on that. Click on the screen there, Jared, on the map view. Up there, the map. Well, there are some right there in Pataskala, Ohio, too. Well, right down the street. Well, right up there's Jersey, Roger's big old church. Here it is, number 24. That's Roger there. That's Jared. No, I didn't. Roger, why aren't you guys on there? There's that one. Wow. Hey, Jared, let's go back to Pataskala. Hey, Jared, go up on Pataskala and click and put in Reynoldsburg. R-E-Y. And, yeah, Reynoldsburg. Yeah, click on that. Because that's the right. That's the next one, right? That's the next one. Are there any churches in Reynoldsburg, Ohio? Why, there are. Do you think that any of those churches have any idea what the other church is doing? Any idea at all? Or are these all little kingdoms, a little fiefdoms, all within? Are you guys picking up what I'm laying down? Do you see what we're dealing with? That in that church we were in, look at this. Right? This is 30 more in Reynoldsburg. We saw 30 in Pickerington. We saw 30 in Pataskala. Hey, I wonder if there's any in Canal Winchester. Try that one, Jared. See, that'd be about 5 miles down the road. C-A-N. This is where Roger lives. Are there any churches in Canal Winchester, I wonder? Why? Doggone, there are. Wow. You get my point, don't you? And every one of those churches, can I say this, everyone, that may be gone. 97% of those churches and the people in those churches have no idea what's going on in the culture. No idea. Why? Because nobody talks about it. They don't talk about it. Talking about going to heaven and raptures. And listen, I'm not making, if you believe in the rapture, I'm not making fun of you. I don't care. Half of them speak in tongues. The other half don't believe in speaking in tongues. Some sprinkle, some submerge. Some don't even baptize. But all of us serve the same Lord. And the problem is we are not on the same page. Not only are we not on the same page, we don't want to get on the same page. And so people last night, Roger could confess to this, and David would confess to this. After David made his presentation on homosexuality, someone raised their hand and said, what law are these people using? What law? We don't even know the laws. We don't even know the Ten Commandments. You could go in there and you ask people, you give them $100, they could list the Ten Commandments. They couldn't do it. They want to know what law is allowing them to indoctrinate our kids in homosex. What law is that? David, what law is that? Do you know where that one is? JR, hey, Roger, you're an attorney. What law is that that's allowing them to do that? And these people are sitting in there, God-fearing people, thinking, golly, how come they're doing this to our children? And I'm going to tell you something. There was a quick pitchfork and torch group in that room last night. They're everywhere. And no, we're watching Fox News and listening to Rush Limbaugh. They got us so manipulated. Somebody come in there. I know somebody's feeling what I'm saying.
Well, you know what, Coach? You know how you know they don't know? Because just in talking about the definitions, and I just mentioned cisgender quickly and then kept going, and everyone's looking at me, and their lips are they're mouthing, what
cisgender?
So, like, the kids aren't coming home and telling them this is what we learned today, because the kids don't want to go home and tell mommy and daddy this is what they learned today. And so how about that for guilting and shaming the children into accepting what they're being taught but not bringing it home? That's why in Ontario, that's why the kids went home and told the mother what the school was trying to infiltrate, transgender happy day or something. And the mother was like, not in this school. And they put a stop to it. But a lot of them parents and a lot of the grandparents came outside to me last night and said, I want to thank you because you not only have opened up my eyes to what's really going on, but you've also changed my mind about a lot of different things how I thought.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something, huh? The people are destroyed. Why are my people destroyed? Why are they destroyed? My people are destroyed because they're being programmed. Being programmed. You guys are quiet out there today. I'm just telling you. Roger, wake up. Wake up.
It's a whole smorgasbord of stuff that's coming on, not just programming. It's the food, the water, the medication.
We talked about that.
Television.
Chad, some lady stood up in the back of congregation, and she went after it, man. It was unbelievable. A black woman stands up and says, let me tell you this. It's in your food. It's in your water. It was unbelievable. And those people are sitting there. Their eyes are bugged out. Their jaws are dropping. What? People are destroyed for we don't understand. And our churches will not let the truth in.
We need to work on helping Dave get into the church. We may never get them into the schools, but the grandparents and the parents need to be prepared when little Johnny comes home from school to clear his mind.
They want to know, Roger. They want information. I don't know if they'll do anything about it, but they want some information.
Hey, Coach.
They just needed a leader that night to do more. They needed someone to say, hey, we're going to do more. They were ready. And they were a lot of gray hairs. It wasn't a younger congregation, although there were some young men there, but they were ready.
They were ready, brother. And our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I'm sitting there and my mind's just racing. I'm thinking of the seminars that we could put on right here in Columbus, Ohio to wake up the church, but the pastors won't tell their people. Is that Coach Dave? Oh, well, I heard about him. You know, I heard about him one time in Jumbo. And they backbite and they gossip. They're the worst at it. Mm-hmm. Never met me, never spoken to me. Well, yeah, but Harold told me about him. You know, I heard it one time and he did it. Oh, it's sickening.
Well, you know what, Coach? Let me just tell you something that's a little encouraging and edification to you, for you. Because last night when you were sitting in the front, talking to Mike Blake and Roger, and I was standing back with that young man and the woman that had brought him, and then Millie came over, and we were all talking, and so they said, well, how'd you end up in Ohio? I said, well, you know, I said, my mentor right there, I said, Coach Dave Dobmeier, and she goes, oh, my God, is that Coach Dave Dobmeier? And then Millie said, oh, well, he spoke at my, and the other woman says, wow, she said, you know what? You are probably in the best hands in Ohio if you are connected with Dave Dobmeier. I says, am I? She says, yeah. She says, because no matter what, she says, he won't back down. She says, no matter what. She says, it doesn't matter. He don't care about popularity. he won't back. I said, I know all about Coach. And she says,
amen.
Well, I know back from when it was him. And then she mentioned another pastor on the radio and all that. And, mm-hmm. and she says, and I'll tell you what, she says, we all admire him.
Well, praise the Lord. And yeah. Thanks, David, for saying that. That's not what I'm screaming about. I'm sitting here with this, with this, all this information to give people, and they don't want it. That's my great frustration. Hey, George, you tried to come in. Come on in.
Coach, you know, you have millions and millions of people in this country listening to Rush Limbaugh, people like him and Fox News. And you know what? They're no threat whatsoever because, in my opinion, they're bought and paid for. Rush is making over $50 million a year. And you know what? The powers to be, namely the Jewish cabal, they could care less what they could care less what Fox News and Rush say, as long as they don't hit on the real truth. They can say anything they want politically, right, but if they start hitting on the topics that you, David, Arthur, and guys in the brigade talk about, they can't do it, and they won't do it. They're bought
well,
and paid
in all
for
the
it.
Years that Rush has been on, what has he got done?
Nothing.
All he's done is jaw jack, run his mouth, and make money. That's all he's done, and hold everybody off.
No, he appeases us, right? He's a pressure valve. After Rush is over, people relax. Woo, Rush has got him figured out. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. See, you understand all this leftist drift or flood has happened under Rush Limbaugh's watch. You understand that, don't you? He hadn't tried to do anything about it. And so the church sits back, and the church is trapped somewhere between disinformation and believing that we're in the end times, which I believe we're in the end times, whatever that means. I believe that. But I believe we're supposed to be occupied until he comes, and he hadn't come yet, last I checked. And so I am so sick of getting around Christians who ain't got no clue. They got no clue. They have no clue that homosex is being taught in their school. No
well, and thing too, we talked about it, I think, many months ago. But see, people don't want to know because then they'll have to do something or have an obligation to do something. So they stay ignorant. They stay blissful because then they're limited on what they have to do.
They are, brother. They are. And so, see, what we're really lacking in America is we're lacking leadership. We're lacking leadership. We're lacking godly, bold, who gives a rat's behind leadership. We're lacking.
Amen. We're lacking. Amen.
And I believe that if we were to get that kind of, that's Trump, by the way. How about a righteous Trump? Can you imagine a righteous Trump? But you know what? If we had a righteous Trump, the church would turn against him. Church is so screwed up.
Well, Dave, I'm afraid that imagining is only all we're going to get. We've got to do something as our own, as a bunch here, as our own. And that's why they call it the remnant. It's the remnant because it's a small group of folks. Yes. That's what we are, in my opinion.
Yep. That's what we are. Amen. Amen. Come on in before I shift gears here.
Hey, Coach.
Hey,
Coach,
George. Real quick.
See, here's, in my opinion, here's the difference. People like you and David Arthur and whatnot cannot be bought. There's no price. There's no monetary value that will buy you. And that's the difference with the true remnant and the ones that aren't the remnant is the ones that aren't the remnant can be bought a lot of times at a very cheap price. We cannot be bought.
Amen.
Well, George, I understand these people that have done sedition and treason to our country. When we're invaded, those will be the first people eliminated. Because if you'll betray your own country, you'll betray anybody.
Amen. Mark Trump, I see you're in here today. By the way, I tried to contact you. Tried to talk to you there a few minutes ago after we got started. Mark, that thing you sent yesterday on DNA, I want you to present that to us tomorrow. Can you do that, Mark?
Yeah, I can. There's a lot to it. I know a lot of people are may consider it devil doctrine, but they're going to have to deal with the truth in their hearts. That's what they'll have to do.
Devil doctrine. You know what devil doctrine is? Teaching a young boy that he's a woman. That's devil doctrine. You're worried about us talking about the spiritual realm and about Nephilim and about you're worried about that and they're teaching your grandson to go have sex with another man. All right, what's wrong with you guys out there? What is wrong with you? That you're so programmed that if it doesn't fit your little Sunday school box that you grew up in, then there must be something wrong with it. Hey, Jared, throw those churches back up there. Give us that map again, baby, because that's the issue. What if every one of those churches focused in and said, you know what? We're going to end homosex being taught to our kids. We're going to end it. That's the goal of all of us, all 30 of our churches. We're going to end it. We're going to end child sacrifice. We're going to end it. No. We got to put on Christmas programs. There, look on the screen. You think, here's a better question. Do you think those pastors even know each other? Do you think they even know each other? Do you think they have a network where they get together and share information? Hey, when do you think when's the last meeting is they had on demon possession? When's the last time they all got together and brought in Russ Dizdar to teach them? When was that? I wonder. Now you see why we lose.
Can't teach what you don't know.
And won't learn what you don't want to know.
The blind leads the blind. They both fall into the pit.
More than one falling in the pit, too. Come on in, Dale. Is it Dale, I think?
No, it's Chris. Just advise anyone, if they haven't already done this, and I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, get one of David Arthur's books and give it to your pastor. Because if he doesn't know, he'll take a step like my pastor did and want David to speak. Or what he'll do is expose how he feels to you, and then you'll know. And that's a pretty cheap cost.
Hey, say that again, Chris, because that's so important. It's time we figure out who's for us and who's against us. If you give them David Arthur's book, and your pastor doesn't want to pursue it any farther, you know what's going on then.
Amen.
You know what's going on then.
I've been handing out that book he's talking about, and I said, this is the gospel. This is what Jesus came for.
Amen. This is it, baby. This is it. Okay, let me shift gears here a little bit. Not really, but sort of. Oh, man, I got so much over here to talk about. Hey, Jared. Listen, I'm going to give you right now some tinfoil hat. I'm tired of even saying it. I'm going to give you some stuff that I think is important. If people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, you can't prepare for what you don't know. Okay? Jared, the first thing I want you to do is click on 911 trial. Now, I don't care. I'm going to give you this. You do what you want to with it. This is from Natural News blog. I don't know if you guys know this. There's been a grand jury impaneled to really study 911. Really study what's going on there. Hey, folks, you can laugh all you want to. That's coming down. That is going to get into the heart of what we are dealing with. Scroll down a little bit on it. Jared, I'm not going to read through it. I'm not going to tell you. There it is. 911's on trial. There's a grand jury, federal grand jury, that's been impaneled to find out what really happened. Hey, Jared, look down at the bottom as a source. Look, 9 architects and engineers. Where is it? Let me find it. Folks, we know some architects and engineers for truth. Major breakthrough, federal grand jury to hear evidence of the World Trade Center demolition. I'm not going to spend any time on there. The media is not reporting this. This is going on in Washington, D.C. right now. They're getting to the bottom of what happened with 9/11. And it's going to shake our nation to its very core when we find out exactly what happened. Tinfoil hat number 2. Jared, click on, it says Nirabu. You laugh at it, you do whatever you want to. I'm giving you some information, you go study it. Folks, this is unbelievable. This is an hour and 27 minutes about this planet that is moving into our solar system. It's done by Gil Broussard. And I'm not going to, you do what you want to do with it. This is happening. I'm going to tell you this. Global warming. Remember when Al Gore talked about New York City being flooded, talked about the oceans rising, and they know something we don't know. And it ain't got anything to do with global warming. Yeah, George.
All right, Mark. I just wanted to recommend that you don't dismiss it before you read the data, before you verify the data. Don't dismiss it. That's all I'm asking.
That's right. That's not, Mark. I watched.
Is that Nibiru?
Nibiru. Yes. I mean, it's okay. Chad. This is it's an hour and 27 minutes charged. That's all I'm going to say. Of course, the church shouldn't need to know anything about that because Jesus is about to return. We're going to be raptured out of here, and he ain't got anything to do with us. And then number three, pull this one up there, Jared. Pole shift. Pole shift. Folks, think about this. Think what they know that we don't know. And Al Gore starts talking about all this stuff and the oceans rising and climate changing and all. They know something we don't know. Did you know this? The magnetic poles are moving rapidly as never before, a precursor to a pole shift. Now,
hey, Coach, where can we watch this then? You're going to send it to
Jared, how do we do that? Can we send these three things out to everybody? I'll get Jared to email you all three of these links. And now I'm telling you, you don't have to believe it. I don't care. I'm going to lay the if you don't check this stuff out, you're no better than those grandmas and grandpas sitting in the pew in the Methodist church. If you don't have a desire to know what people are saying about what may be happening, you make your own choice as to whether you think it's true or not. I don't care whether you think it's true. I'm going to tell you this. You start watching some of this stuff, you're going to say, oh, my goodness. Huh. I wonder, maybe they know something they're not telling us. Huh. Magnetic poles on the sun flip every 11 years. Since nobody lives there, we have no idea what the effects would be. On Earth, the major pole shifts that are permanent tend to be 720,000 years in range. So once again, hey, Mark, can you talk about that real quickly? Can you talk about what they mean by pole shift and magnetic forces?
Yeah, the center of the Earth is spinning. The Earth is spinning. The center of the Earth is like a dynamo, and it generates a north and south pole that emits out of the north pole and south pole of the Earth. Just like a magnet, they form big circles out in space, and that's what others may refer to as gravity. It's an electromagnetic field. Now, if the Earth is tilted, that means that the direction of that electromagnetic field will gradually begin to change from where it exits the north and south poles. So for the last 10 years, there's a model you can look at live, and you can see the position and historical location of the magnetic field of the North Pole. One of the conditions is in Australia, they had to move one of the airstrips because it was 16 or 18 degrees off. The direction of the airport is 18 degrees off of where it used to be, and they've had to redo the airport. You can read about it and look it up. That's because the magnetic field of the Earth is changing. And the only thing that could impact that is the sun. We circle around the sun. If something's coming into our sun's electromagnetic field, that's changing our sun and causing the planets to tilt in one direction, which explains all of the weird weather patterns, all of the hidden knowledge you might want to talk about that people may be preparing for. It's back when Reagan squelched the three-letter agencies. Reagan is the actual guy who said, don't tell anyone about Nibiru, because he understood the impact on society. We have to trust that his heart was right when he made that decision. I don't know. Maybe he was a part of the problem. I don't know. But that's when it was covered up, and that's why there's nothing majorly public out there.
Let me give you a Coach Dave explanation, okay? I'm not real smart. Am I on the screen? There's a pole. There's the pole, okay? There's a light bulb. Imagine that's the Earth, straight up and down, although the Earth isn't straight up and down. Imagine it's straight up and down. But what happens is, as the pole begins to shift, let's say the Earth stays the same, but the center of balance changes. See how I'm moving that pin? So as the pole is shifting, all of the magnetic flow, everything it's holding is gravity, weather patterns are shifting. Amen. With
and it as causes the Earth to wobble as it turns.
Imagine a flat tire. Imagine a
that's
flat
right. Tire. Coach, to and fro like a drunkard.
Yeah, Mark, what do you mean by redo the airport down in Australia? What do they have to redo?
They had to lay it out in a different direction so the airplane's instruments would land Oh, no, no Target. No.
You mean they had to change and dig up and change the...
They left the old one and built a new one at the new angle of the new magnetic...
Any pilot here can correct me if I'm wrong. Runways are listed like runway 24. It's called 24 because it is the closest to the direction of 240 degrees. All they have to do is renumber their runways. They don't have to build a new airport.
All right, Larry. Well, you got it figured out.
Yeah, if there's a pilot here, tell me I'm wrong.
No, read the news. Read the airport information. Look it up.
Or not.
Okay.
I don't believe it. I don't swallow that. That's just
me. Good, Larry. Hey, Larry. Trust but verify. Okay. Trust but verify. Now, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. Larry, nobody questions you when you say some stuff. Sometimes we let you say some stuff. Just search it out on your own. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Search it out on your own. That's what I said when I started this segment.
And I do, Coach. I still don't believe it. But when I say something, I got the Bible that people can go to check it out.
You know, they did it in Florida, too, a couple years ago. They changed the runways like that. 7 degrees, I think it changed or something like that.
Google it.
Check it out. Okay, time out. Now, I want to intervene here and say, also with the changing of that, also what that changes is the food belt. And so that's going to make America colder, and we're not going to be the world's bread box anymore. It's shifting. And there's going to be a lot of starvation here and all that kind of stuff. So that's what it's not going to be anymore.
Listen, for the world to the cataclysmic world, whatever that is to happen, they've been telling us it's global warming. Boys and girls, it ain't global warming. You understand? That's the point that I'm making here. Here's Jared's got something up on the Alex Jones talking about the shift. Check it out. Let's not get so personal. Let's not take things so personally. I hear stuff all the time on here that when the show's over, I think, what? That's crazy. But I go check it out. And the problem that we run into, I think, same thing goes on in the church. I go to your pastor. Hey, pastor, have you heard anything about the shifting of the poles? Oh, no. What, you've been watching Alex Jones? A full inch is a chart. He knows all the facts. Yes.
But Coach, even in something like this specifically, even if there's a disagreement and an unbelief, I don't believe it. That's okay, because this should not separate. Going back to the intimacy of fellowship, because this has nothing, you know, personally has nothing to do with eternal value. Does that make sense, brother? And so, brother, I'm not going to walk away whether I do or do not believe. I do trust, verify, look at. I don't necessarily study that because my nose is too much to the mill of the grind of the Word of God. And that's where my focus will stay at. But I see this in like the 9/11, brother, I'm like, that's such hogwash to say that those things fell. I mean, that's as flat out there. But I'm just saying there's no reason to walk away from something like this or a fellowship just because you say I don't believe or I do believe.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with eternal value.
That's why people are walking away from churches. That's the exact same thing. Let's move on. I got a lot of stuff. Jared, go to Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer down. Did you guys see this? I love this because this is going on offense. I want you to start to 1:09. Laura Loomer, the girl right there on your screen with the hard hat on, she showed up at Nancy Pelosi's house with three illegal immigrants, right? Now, is this genius or is this genius, right? She shows up there, you know what happened, they call the police, yada, yada, yada. So I want you to at the 1:09 mark, we're not going to watch much of this. We can win, man. We can win. We can win. Go ahead and play this, Jared. 1 hour, I'm sorry, the 1:09 mark. 1:09 mark, right there.
Hey, he's going to call her out while we're live. Well, we all know, but I mean the hypocrisy of the left.
I mean, can you believe this?
I mean the hypocrisy.
Here, scoot over.
I'm shocked.
Here, scoot over for a sec.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. Right, I'm outraged and I'm shocked.
So what happened was, here, come here, guys. Amigos, come here. What's your name again?
Come one.
Pancho.
Noel.
What?
Noel.
Pancho, Noel.
Leonel.
So what happened when we went to Nancy's door and tried to open it?
It's blacking.
With what?
It's black.
We tried to open it?
Yeah, it's up.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't know.
It's just closed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we knocked on the door. It was locked. Yeah. I'm just kind of sad, you know, because we were going to go say hi to Nancy and invite her because I want her to see my artwork and I want to invite her to the party. We have this big party and we're going to order some food soon, too.
Let me ask you this.
Her doors are locked.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think more Americans should stand up the way Laura Loomer is? Yes or no?
Yeah,
I think so too. I think more Americans, the problem right now in this country, because we did not have Americans in the past to stand up to say enough is enough.
Yeah, I agree. Because, you know, Nancy Pelosi said that everyone is welcome here, but it turns out that when you bring all your amigos and you come in from Mexico, like I did yesterday, I came all the way from Mexico and I have it all on video. I crossed in from Mexico in the area where there is no wall, there's no fencing. It was so easy to get in, you know? She says everyone's welcome here, but now her doors are locked. And I just don't understand, because not only were my amigos not able to get inside after she said everyone's welcome here and that we could take up sanctuary, but I'm just like so heartbroken that she didn't, you know, extend the invitation to my other friends, right? Kate Steinle, Corporal Singh.
Many others.
How come they didn't get an invitation to the sanctuary?
Thousands.
Didn't get an invitation. I guess Nancy is a hater.
So.
Wow.
Right now, we are in Northern California at one of Nancy's.
We're at Nancy Pelosi's. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's multi-million-dollar Napa Valley Vineyard. All right, it's I think it's worth like $15 to $25 million. It's at 11 Zinfandel Lane. You can come. Everyone's welcome here. Well, maybe not, because her doors are locked and. I'm just really upset, because why would Nancy say everyone is welcome here and then lock her doors?
Unbelievable.
That's a very good question.
Guys, why would Nancy say everybody's welcome here and then lock her doors? Yeah. Does that make sense?
This is great. Hey, Jared, go to the let's move on. This is a long one. Go to the 147 mark, Jared, when the cops show up. 147. This is how to play the game.
Expect us to sit down. We're no longer going to do that. Those days are over with. We're not bringing violence, but we're bringing attention to you, what you're doing, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, and the rest of the Democrats that do not care about this country. And if you did care about this country, and if you do care about this country, you will work with the president, Donald J. Trump, to make sure that all of our families are protected, including yours. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. Donald Trump even said that people, immigrants, you are welcome here. You are welcome to come. Just come through the front door. No one is stopping anyone from coming through the front door. Everyone is welcome. Just do it the right way. But what we have in this country is just the opposite. We need more assistance. We need people to stand with the president. We need people to recognize the police department.
I don't know if you guys follow Laura Loomer at all or not, but she's going to have some more stuff out there. She better watch her back.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I just did check out the magnetic field effect on airports, and there's even an airport in Florida that had to make some changes. They had to rename their runways to fit the new closest to 10-degree mark.
What does that mean, Larry? Closest to 10-degree?
Runway 24. It's the it's closer to the 240-degree line than, you know, like when you're averaging numbers. Anything greater than 5, you go to the next higher. They average it on 10 points. And the first two numbers of each runway or each causeway or crossway on airport layouts are numbered according to the closest 10 degrees that they point. And when the magnetic field changes, they have to rename those runways. And I've dealt with this in my maritime career as a navigator. We have to know navigation to get our captain's licenses. And the magnetic pole has been changing forever. And they have to even sometimes make new charts for the, you know, for navigating close to the coast and stuff.
Okay, so are you saying Trump's right or not? I don't understand change. What your point is.
So yeah, go ahead. What'd you say, Chad? So in other words, Larry,
so you agree with them or not? I don't know what you're trying to say there.
I reread the Australian ones. They're just like Larry said. They remarked them. So Larry was correct. They didn't rebuild them. They remarked them.
Okay.
I'm not saying the magnetic pole's not changing. What I'm saying is we've got to watch out for the sensationalism that we tend to jump on and the assumptions we tend to make before we do study and get to the bottom of what we're looking at.
Amen. So here's the point that I'm trying to get everybody to understand with the three things I talked about there. Number one, they know whoever they are, they know something we don't know. They know they have information we do not have. When Al Gore begins to talk about global warming, what was global warming? What was the global warming scare all about, folks? It wasn't about global warming. It was about money and who was going to get the money and carbon, credits or all that. It was all about money. And we laugh. We hear people talk about underground cities and we all laugh. Ha, 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 ha. What if they know something we don't know? And so they are bending the news to meet their theory, global warming. It ain't global warming. It became climate change. What if we are going to see a pole shift and floods and water rising? What? Are you with me today?
Dave?
Yes.
I think the key thing is so much of what the huddle is allowed to talk about and you let us go into, you know, we're not even getting a glimpse in our churches. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. They're
not even being brought up. And I think the strength of the huddle is the biblical foundation of God's word. But then the ability for 40 or 45 men on any given day to talk a little, to share a little. I wish we'd hear from a few more people that we don't verbally hear from as much, but they're listening. But that's the strength. It's not that we agree with all, but when you go to a church men's group, you talk about nothing.
Roger, you were there last night when that girl in the back of the room started speaking up about the food and the chemtrail. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Well, she was the wife of the organist or somebody, and nobody ran her out. People turned and listened. It's about information, and I think Dale said it. Then you take it into your own study, into God's word, and it, you know, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not quite a flat earther, but it's not getting me all worked up that somebody here wants to talk about it because I'm foundationally strong enough in my faith to listen.
And Roger, how about this? I had a brother show up there last night, listens to the show, met him in Boise, Idaho, and what did he want to talk about? Cancer.
Yes. Bless
his what heart. Is going on with cancer? Bless Why is everybody getting cancer? Why chemotherapy? Why radiation? What's causing cancer? Now, hang on. Can we talk about this in church or not? Should we talk about this in church or not?
Coach. That's,
yes.
Why would you guys talk about this stuff in church when my mega church this past Sunday had an NFL playoff football party, and they wear your favorite jersey. That's way more important than what Roger's talking about, isn't it?
Well, George, what they should have done is taught them that the pole shift could make one team be running uphill and not even know it.
if we think we are getting the truth from our government on every topic that interests us, we're crazy. We are not. No, I'm not saying they're lying 24/7. But we're not getting everything, believe me.
No, we're not.
You know what, Coach? Let me say this. When her name is Ayana, when Ayanna stood up in the back, she told me, she says, I knew the Holy Spirit was moving. He wanted me to speak. She said, but then I just stood up out of my chair. And then you said, you told that woman that Trump isn't our savior, that he's not a righteous man, but he's the right man. She says, and then your friend, Coach Dave, stood up and said, I just can't. The Holy Spirit wants me to do this and I have to do it. She says, that's when the Holy Spirit says, well, you do too. And when she said the words, before you can get involved, you have to get informed. Everyone was like, they were stuck on her. And she knows so much. I was talking to her. I'm going to have her on my show in the next week or so. But she's powerful. She knows a lot more than the average woman.
But let me tell you this.
Let alone the average black woman.
Let me make a point to you folks. This is why I keep saying we have to speak up. Courage engenders courage. It started out with David, and then Roger Weaver couldn't hardly take it anymore. Then Roger Weaver says something. And then I sat there and chewed on my tongue as long as I could, and then I stood up and said something.
Amen.
And then after I was done talking, the girl in the back couldn't chew on her tongue anymore, and she stood up and started saying something. And imagine the little brush fires that we could ignite in the minds of people if we'd simply open our mouth and say things that nobody else will say. Because if you are not informed, you can't do anything about it. It's an information war. I hate to steal that line from Alex Jones. It's an information war within and without the church.
Amen.
Hey, Coach. This is Brother Jeff and Fallon.
Hey, Jeff.
The church I'm attending right now is doing evangelism class, and I have to sit on my hands because I'm so excited. But on the other hand, they don't want to go far enough.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, if you want to ruffle the feathers, you better know what you're saying, and you better have a meaning behind it.
Amen, buddy. But see, again, over and over and over, evangelism is theory until you go evangelize. Mm-hmm. Going to the streets is theory until you go to the streets. Going to the abortion clinic is theory until you go to the abortion clinic. Going to the homo parade is theory until you go to the homo parade. In fact, Roger Weaver said to that crowd last night, you need to go to the homo parade. Wonder if they'd ever heard that before.
Right? And Dave, they would go. They were the type, they would go if somebody would just lead.
Well, Roger, a better suggestion, maybe it was Mike Blake on the way home. Maybe it was Mike that said it to me. He says, you know what, Coach? I think tonight, if somebody had pulled up a bus, they'd have jumped on that bus and they'd have gone wherever you wanted them to go.
Yeah, hey, Coach, those churches there in Ohio, a lot of them did go to the homo parade to participate. Be members in it.
Yeah. And you know what, Coach?
Yeah, 19 churches.
At the end of the day, brother, at the end of the discussions, at the end of the studies, is for us to know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understand who we serve. This God we serve is so mighty and big. He measures the expanses of the universe in the palms of his hand, and he is a star-breathing God who named every single one of those stars and set them in place. That causes goosebumps to come up my arm because he is a fearful, mighty, awesome God that when I go forward in battle with that, if God be for me, I pity the fool to be against me.
Hey, Dale, what if he is so in control that 6,000 years ago, he set the rotation of the earth in such a way that the poles would shift to bring about what everybody out there talks about, the end times. We all talk about it. Crisis coming, the end times, something cataclysmic is going to happen. What if it's happening right in front of us and we ain't even got our eyes on it? We're looking at the wrong stuff. And it's
the way I look at it, if you're the creator, all that stuff's easy.
Coach, it's not if. It's the fact he did.
He did.
He did.
And we're not even – see, he said you can discern the signs of the sky. Why can't you discern the signs of the time? And so, listen, we've been all over the place this morning. But you know what? There's so much we don't know. We are being so destroyed, not by what we know, but by what we don't know. And I just pray that the Lord would continue to open our eyes, that we would trust and verify, that we would not get off on some tangent that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But Lord, give us the eyes to see and to understand what's going on around us, that we as Christians would be more informed, that we would understand what's true and what's not true, what's a crazy idea and what's not a crazy idea. Help us to see your hands working in the midst of all of this stuff, Lord. Help us to hear your voice, see what it is that you're doing, and help us cry loud, spare not, lift our voice like a trumpet. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.